Welcome, everybody. We are so excited because today we are launching our new season, which is themed around effectively working across silos at all levels of the school district to fully support each student, staff member, and family member. This new approach we are proposing is called systemic synergy.
Systemic synergy. Ooh, I like the way that rolls off my tongue. But I have to say this, I've been in education for like almost 30 years now, and I feel like that's the first time I've spoken those words together, which has me wondering, and presumably those who are listening are wondering the same, what is this?
Well, I guess the best way to describe it is it's intentionally designing systems so that there's synergy across departments, ranks, levels, locations, and even schedules.
That feels like a big idea. So synergy across departments, ranks, levels, etc. Why do you think our listeners would be interested in systemic synergy?
Well, all right, let's face it, Kim. Despite educators' best efforts, outcomes for students, teachers, schools, and districts, they just aren't where we want them to be, or where our staff, students, and families deserve for them to be. Again, we know, I mean, we see that educators are literally burning themselves out trying their hardest for students.
Gosh, it is so true that no matter how hard educators try, the outcomes just aren't where they need or want them to be. So educators are kind of in this space where they cannot try any harder. So now there seems to be only one solution. If we can't try any harder, then we have got to begin to work smarter, right?
You put that so well, Kim. I think the premise of this podcast season is that developing systemic synergy in districts is an innovative way to work smarter. When it's executed well, highly effective communication and collaboration creates a culture where all people are empowered to apply their talents and knowledge.
Oh gosh, I love that. Yeah, then each person feels valued and part of a unified effort. This leads to an increased sense of belonging, which results in improved personal well-being, something that students and educators need. And we see that playing out in the research.
That's a powerful connection. Also, when systemic synergy takes root, the workload for each individual decreases while the efficiency and effectiveness increase. This is how we can innovate to improve educational outcomes.
Gosh, the best part about that, Jennifer, is that the improved effectiveness happens in a way that's manageable. And that allows educators to create a healthy work-life balance, which everybody so desperately needs. With systemic synergy, districts are actually decreasing the amount of work placed on educators while simultaneously improving outcomes. Like, win-win.
Gosh, Kim, that is just music to my ears, and I'm sure our audience's ears as well. Educators do what they do to positively impact students. And systemic synergy helps break down barriers to effective collaboration so that educators can provide the best opportunities to all students.
This is making me think about something, Jennifer, that I just recently read in a book called Hidden Potential, which is written by an organizational psychologist named Adam Grant.
Kim, I literally have that book on my shelf, like right back in that row somewhere. I loved that book. Which part are you reminded of?
Okay. He said, and you know what? I am going to read this quote so that I get it perfectly right. Good systems provide the opportunity for people to travel great distances. They open doors for people who don't grow up with means, offer windows to those who get turned away at the door, and shatter glass ceilings for those who are all too often denied a shot to break through. When we build systems to unleash the hidden potential in our populations, we reduce the risk of losing Einsteins and Carvers, Curies, Hoppers, and Lovelaces too. So is this the heart of it, would you say, Jennifer? Is systemic synergy about building great systems?
Exactly. And Kim, that is really a profound quote, but it aligns so well to what we're trying to do here, which is to empower every person across the organization and leverage each person's strengths, talents, and passions to improve outcomes for everyone.
You know, as I am thinking about this, this idea of systemic synergy is really piquing my imagination. As I'm picturing it, it's calling to mind an orchestra. So when I picture an orchestra and see all of the different musical instruments sitting together on a stage, I know that the way that the tuba sounds is very different from, say, the clarinet and very different from the flute. I know that if we were to listen to each play their part individually, it wouldn't sound like much. I was in the band. In fact, individually, some parts can just sound like noise, but together, like, whoa, that's when the magic happens.
Huh. So that's interesting. First of all, I had a flashback back to fourth graders learning the recorder and the noise that came from that. I don't know how music teachers do that. But as I think back to what you were just describing about a symphony, that orchestra, a conductor would have to have violins practice individually and then practice their parts together. And then, like, maybe the whole string department would have to practice together to get their pieces right. But then everything needs to be orchestrated together as a system with all the types of instruments to really put together that beautiful music. And that's totally what we're trying to do here with systemic synergy.
Oh my gosh. So we're here, the beginning of the school year, and with this, like, gorgeous vision of systemic synergy, a way of breaking down silos so that the school systems offer all students the greatest and best opportunities. So I love it, but always a but, right? I know for myself as an educator, this is the time of the year when I am all about that, when I feel so awesome, optimistic, right? And everything feels possible. Do you remember this, Jennifer?
I absolutely do. Everything felt fresh and everyone just had such high expectations for the year at the beginning of the year. For me, it was just like butterflies in my stomach each year, no matter how long I was in the field of education. I felt like giddy with the potential and the possibilities of a new year.
Agreed. And here's where the but is. Do you remember what happens like around November? December rolls around.
Okay. Well, are you getting at how us educators get buried in the rush of education and everything that we have to do? Yes, I remember that.
Okay, yes, that is exactly what I'm talking about. And I think that that's the point in the school year when it starts to sound like different individual instruments playing, or possibly fourth graders learning to play recorder. And that's when I think siloing tends to really set in. And so it makes me wonder, is there anything that districts who want to pursue this vision of systemic synergy that they can do to start strong and sustain themselves when they get deep into the school year?
That's a great question, Kim. And I think to help districts start strong, you and I have created some tools that can really be helpful in navigating the process toward a vision of systemic synergy. And then in regard to sustaining the vision, once the whirlwind of the year starts to flare up, we'll be sharing strategies throughout this season of the podcast, and we'll continue to offer tools and resources to keep the forward momentum.
Okay, you've piqued the listeners' ears. Tools, we say.
Indeed. So for kicking off the journey towards systemic synergy, the first is a visioning tool that provides a roadmap for fleshing out a district-wide vision for systemic synergy that is tailored to each district's unique culture and mission. To provide a high-level overview, it's a 90-minute synergistic session that involves representatives from all stakeholder groups associated with the district.
So we participated in this exercise, and when we did it, I really loved it. And the thing that I can attest to that was like the best part of it were the rich conversations that arose from gathering and thinking together with so many different people.
Agreed. And since the aim is systemic synergy, it is critical that all stakeholder groups are represented in the visioning process to ensure the vision is comprehensive and representative of all.
So we will drop links to this tool in the show notes so that you can try it out in your districts. And hopefully the process will help you to start the year on solid ground with a vision and understanding of systemic synergy that, you know, kind of work towards something that really works for your district.
Yes. And then we've got the whole rest of the season of podcasts to help you work to increase synergy in key areas to optimize how your districts and schools function. Systemic synergy is what is missing from helping educational leaders lead their staff, students, and families to the next level.
So I kind of picture what we've got planned as sort of a funnel.
That's a great way to think of it, Kim, because I think in the first 8 episodes, we're going to talk about issues like how to remodel silos, casting a vision for future readiness, systematizing high expectations for each person, issues that cast a wide net and apply to an entire district.
Oh my gosh, these topics, like sneak peek, we know what's coming. And I am so excited to talk about these things. I'm also excited about the second half of the season, the lower part of the funnel, when we'll narrow in on topics like staff efficacy, collaboration, student agency, and cultivating belonging. Oh gosh, like I said, so excited.
Me too. So in our next episode, we are going to be discussing how to remodel organizational silos. We're not talking about eliminating them entirely, because silos do serve a purpose, but it's how to remodel them to maximize systemic synergy. You won't want to miss it.
All right. So be sure to like and subscribe to Change Starts Here so that you know when that next episode drops. We'll be back in 2 weeks to keep the momentum going on creating systemic synergy so that you can create the greatest and best opportunities for all the students this school year. So see you soon.